Will you please join me in a spirit of prayer? Dear Lord, please guide the words from my mouth and allow the congregation to connect with them in such a way that it will glorify you, Lord. Amen. As I was saying with the kids earlier, I've always had a kind of an issue with sitting still. I gave a couple of examples of what I used to do when I was in school. I can't even tell you how many people would turn around and snap at me for wiggling their desk back and forth, shaking it back and forth. My legs were long enough, that's where they were comfortable, and I was a wiggler, so I was always shaking people's desks, and I can remember a couple of specific situations where people were getting really mad at me. I was the table tapper, pen clicker, all that stuff. I had kind of an issue sitting still. You might notice up even here right now, I'm very animated. I move around a lot. When I'm up there waving my arms, conducting, I move around a lot. When I sing, a lot of times when I sing, I have to kind of widen my stance out a little bit because I tend to move to the music maybe a little too much. So kind of need to widen out my stance a little bit and allow my body to become still. Now, since my body always has an issue being still, I've always had an issue with other parts of my body being still. Talking with the ladies earlier about just quieting my mind, I always have something going on in my head. Most of the time it's a song, and most of the time it's an annoying song, if I'm going to be honest. And so there's usually a tune running in my head that I don't particularly want. There's the thoughts that I had, you know, like, oh, I did that really dumb thing during first service today, and that's going to be in my head for the next 10 years. I'm that person that will, I think back to stuff from like that really dumb thing that you did in fifth grade. That's me. Every day I think about all the dumb things that I've, there's a long list too, so it takes a while for me to get through, So we're going to talk a little bit today about ways for our bodies and our hearts and our minds to become still, because there are tons of different changes going on in this world as we speak today. There's changes in our world every single day. I'm 28, and even from the time that I was in third grade, the times have changed drastically. I can only imagine how some of the other people feel who are, you know, maybe a little bit older than I am. I can't imagine the types of changes that you've gone through in your life from the, you know, the way things used to be to all of the technology that we have nowadays. I can't even fathom some of that stuff. And I'm 28, you know, like I was around when the computers were starting to get really big and stuff, so I saw the change a little bit, but I can't imagine what that's like for some of the people who have gone through some of these really drastic technological changes. There's a lot of change going on in our individual lives right now. I don't know about you, but I feel like my life is kind of just like there's just so many different things changing. My brother and his girlfriend just bought a house. In case you don't know, me, my brother, and my sister all live at home with my mom and dad. And so we have kind of a strange family dynamic. It works for us, but we have kind of a strange family dynamic. And so my brother and his girlfriend moving out is going to be a huge change for our family, to be honest. A lot of things going into that. I've been helping them out with their house a little bit. But just that's a huge change that's going on in my life. My little sister just got her first job. That's been, you know, kind of a change for us. She really enjoys it, but it's just a change. You know, you got to do things a little bit differently. At my house, there's some physical changes. You guys probably know that. I can't even tell you. It's been, what, 4 years, I think. There was a house fire at my mom and dad's house. Did pretty substantial damage, so there were some changes there and some changes again. There's just lots of changes going on in our lives right now. There's also a ton of different changes going on in our church right now, which is actually most of the reason why I'm here today, is because of this time of transition in our church. We will be receiving a new pastor starting next Sunday, and so this week is kind of that bridge between Pastor Jeremiah transitioning to his next church and Pastor Paul transitioning to our church. On top of the changes from pastor to pastor, church to church, there's also a lot of issues going on in the United Methodist Church right now that will bring about some changes in one way, shape, or form. It's going to bring some change, and we have to roll with it one way, shape, or form. And that's kind of what we're going to be talking about today, is how do we become still through all of these different changes in our lives? So I wanted to just walk through a couple of things here. I told you a little bit about how I always have some issues becoming still physically. And that transitions a lot into my Christian faith as well, as I sometimes have some issues becoming still and really finding my center when I'm trying to connect with people in the church or if I'm trying to connect with the Lord, I feel like I have issues a lot of times becoming still. And so that's kind of why I wanted to talk to you a little bit about this today. Just go over a couple of different ways that people can find their still center and find stillness in Christ. I've listed three ways here today that I want to share with you. One of them is a way that I, very positively find stillness. And the other two are ways that other people might find, they might find stillness in that, but I personally don't. So I figured that that might be a good way to share with you as well. So the first thing that we're going to talk about is that if you want to become still and you want to find stillness in Christ, a lot of people look to Scripture. Now that seems kind of like a no-brainer. But if you're anything like me, as weird as it sounds, Scripture is not my go-to place to find stillness. I've read the Bible, and I know how to use the internet very well. There's lots of great Bible, like organizational tools and things like that, where if you type in biblical scripture on stillness, it'll give you 20, 30 scriptures on stillness, which is great. But the point is that Scripture is not my go-to way to find stillness, but it's a way that I'm becoming more familiar with as I travel on my Christian journey. There are some people who, if you have a problem going on in your life, they've got a Scripture verse for it, and I'm really kind of envious of those people because they can just whip it out like that. Oh, you're having issues? Go to Psalm 23. That's a verse that I'm going to talk about here in a little bit. It's the only reason why I said it. So. But yes, Scripture is a great way to find stillness in the Lord. If you have your go-to Scripture verse for when you have a problem, that is a great way to find your quiet center and to find that stillness in Christ, looking through the Scripture. So just to share a couple of verses on stillness with you today, if you are having an issue being anxious and having trouble finding stillness or quietness, maybe these verses can help you. Now, you might notice from my Scripture reading that I had Jan read for you earlier today. When it comes to Scripture, I personally am a fan of short and sweet. I like my Scripture to be very black and white because we all know that it's not. There's a lot of ambiguity in the Bible, and you can get into talks about the different translations of the Bible and all that stuff. There's also, when I read the Bible and I'm looking for something in the Bible, I like to have pinpoint accuracy to what I'm thinking about and what I'm dealing with. So that's kind of what I found for you today, is I found a couple scriptures that really just kind of pinpoint it out. If you look at Exodus chapter 14, verse 14... 14:14, it says, "The Lord will fight for you, and you have only to keep still." That's it. I really like that one. What better comfort can you take when you're trying to find your still and quiet place? It's right there for you. The Lord will fight for you. Boom. You got somebody pretty strong in your corner right there. And what do you have to do in order for the Lord to fight for you? Keep still. There's a lot of comfort in that right there for me. I typically am a logical thinker when it comes to my life and things like that. I was talking with Judy earlier. I like to see all sides of a situation. And if somebody comes to me with like a really one-sided argument, I kind of like to poke at it a little bit. Not to make them mad, but just to help them and myself to see all sides of a situation. And so that verse really kind of, it just hits the nail on the head for you. If you're looking to keep still, just know that the Lord will fight for you. It says it right there in Exodus 14. And then, of course, one more that I would like to share with you is, like I said earlier, Psalm 23. This is one that a lot of people know if you were a churchgoer your whole life. There we go. I got it right here for you. Psalm 23, once I read it, if you're not familiar with it by name, you'll probably know it as I get reading. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters." Another mention of the stillness there. If you spend any time talking with me, you'll know that I have a couple of very obvious interests. One of them being music. I've been your music director here for over 6 years now. And so music is my go-to way to connect with God. The other thing that I really like to do is play computer games, if you're interested in any of that stuff. So those two activities are indoor activities. I'm very much an inside cat. That's where I like to be. So I don't necessarily like to go out and connect with nature as much. I get really sweaty. So I like to stay inside. But I do like the metaphor. I do like the idea of the still waters. That image in itself is calming to me. And every once in a while, if you catch me at the right temperature and you got a nice little breeze going there, maybe you can get me to go outside and go see some nature. But I do like that metaphor a lot. He leadeth me beside still waters, and he restores my soul. I do see that imagery, and I do find comfort in it. You might find more comfort in it if you're an outdoorsy, nature-y person, but I personally am not. So not necessarily my way, again, to find that stillness. So those are just two verses that you can go to and you can reference if you're ever having anxieties. Pop open your Bible and take a look at the scripture, okay? The second way that people can find stillness in Christ is my personal favorite way, like I said, through music. That's where I find my comfort, and that's where I really feel that I'm connecting with God is through music. And so whenever I am having those anxious moments, whenever I'm having trouble stilling my heart and stilling my mind, I'll just pull something out of the hymnal. As weird as it sounds, I'll pull my hymnal out and I'll sit down at the piano and I'll just play something, or I'll just sing something, or sometimes I'll drag Lexi over and make her sing a harmony line so it can sound a little better. But yeah, that's where I really connect with God. So if you want to talk to me about connecting with God, you're probably going to hear about music, because that's just really where I do it. If you would like to further explore connecting to God through music, I would love to talk to you about that and share some of my thoughts on that. But that's the way that I really connect with God, so I just figured it was really important to share that with you. And the third way that we connect with God and we can find stillness in our hearts is through prayer. And I wanted to mention this one particularly because if you're anything like me, I've been here for 6 years and still to this day, raise your hand if praying in front of people makes you just incredibly uncomfortable. Yeah, that's me. I just feel really strange when I am praying out loud. I feel like I don't have that good flow that a lot of other people do when they pray. If you've ever been to worship team meetings, if you're on that team, you know that our kind of running joke is that the last person who shows up prays, and 99% of the time, guess who that is? Because I am not a timely person. So I've gotten really used to praying in front of people, and I've become a little more comfortable with it, but it's still something that just, I have a really big issue. And some people, that's of course how we connect with God, but some people find peace in that prayer. The only time I really find that is if I'm doing an inward prayer, an inward reflection is about the only time. If I'm praying out loud in front of a group of people, I don't feel like I'm really connecting with the Lord, to be honest, because I feel like everybody's watching me and listening to every word I'm saying. So, but I know that prayer is an incredibly good way to connect to the Lord. And of course, you know, praying and talking to God, how can you not feel still and calm after you're praying? After you take some time to, and even the idea of prayer itself is a stilling action. The commonplace ways that we pray, right? We fold our hands, we bow our heads, and those things are intrinsically stilling. And so I'm certain that that's probably why we pray in those ways, and we teach the kids, you know, to pray that way so that they can be still. Because kids, like 28-year-old me, still need some lessons on how to become still every once in a while. These are the three ways that that we can connect with God and that we can become still. So I wanted to bring those up to you today in order for you to maybe find a way to become still and to connect with the Lord. Now, there are a multitude of other ways. The important thing to take from here is that there is no correct way to become still and to become quieted and to become connected to the Lord. Whatever way that you can become still is the way that works for you. And I would love to hear about some of those things. I wanted to just give you a couple of ways that many people become still and connect with the Lord. Now, before we end this, I wanted to share a quote with you that I found this morning. I thought it was really interesting because it always seems to happen When you guys know when you have those little moments where you're not really looking for something or you're not really seeking something, and then you just find the perfect thing? That was kind of what happened to me this morning. I woke up plenty early because I was a nervous wreck about giving the sermon and leading everything this morning, so I typically wake up earlier than I would on a normal Sunday. But I was scrolling through Facebook, like I do almost every morning, and I happened to find a quote that just really tied everything together about what I wanted to talk about today. So I wanted to share this with you. Now, for the record, I didn't check the validity of this quote. I don't know if the person who is quoted here actually said this. I don't know the context of this. All I know is that I connected to this in a way that I felt that I needed to share this with you. So I hope that you connect with it as well. No tree becomes rooted or sturdy unless many a wind assails it. For by its very tossing, it tightens its grip and plants its roots more securely. The fragile trees are those that have grown in a sunny valley. Now, this says that it was quoted by Seneca the Younger. Again, didn't check it, didn't fact check it, didn't do anything. Just connected with the quote. It was one of those things this morning where I wasn't even looking for a quote to tie everything together here. I wasn't searching for that perfect one-liner to end my sermon with. And yet, scrolling through Facebook this morning, I found this perfect quote here, that little bit of serendipity that was like, wow, that really just kind of ties things in together. So, again, no tree becomes rooted and sturdy unless many a wind assails it. For by its very tossing, it tightens its grip and plants its roots more securely. I think that if we trust in the Lord and we allow the Lord to be the roots of our tree that we call our lives or our church or whatever situation that you are involved with, if you allow the Lord to be the roots of your situation, to be the cause of everything that you do, to be the reason why you do the things that you do, then any wind that assails you, any tossing or turning that your heart is doing, any issues that are going on that are causing you anxiety, that are causing you to be restless, if you allow those problems and those issues to be rooted in the Lord, no matter what comes at you, you will know that the Lord will fight for you, and all you have to do is be still. Amen.